Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, June 24th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, short sales are coming up short, and car ads don't believe the hype. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
The real estate sector is dealing with a big downturn in one area. The number of short sales has fallen dramatically this year. As the Journal's Joe Light explains, a big reason is a key tax deduction that has expired.
Right now, unless this provision is extended and you sell a home in a short sale, you're going to owe income taxes on the difference between your sales price and the amount of debt.
And that is why the number of underwater homes for sale make up a small part of this housing market.
In March, for example, there were about 18,000 homes sold in a short sale. That's down from about 52,000 in the peak in January 2012.
So unless Congress enacts an extension, don't expect this pattern to change anytime soon. As we continue, auto dealers are called out for false advertising.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Don't believe everything you see or hear in an automotive ad. Turns out automakers have not been totally honest with some of their assertions. Katie Hill of MarketWatch looks into the anti-pollution claims of electric car makers.
When you plug in those electric cars, the power grid does actually emit emissions. And so it's not exactly zero emissions. All that means is zero emissions right from the tailpipe.
Ford, Kia, and Hyundai have all had to back off of fuel economy claims when they were proven to be false, although there are some mitigating factors when estimating how many miles you get per gallon.
If you drive somewhere like New York City and you can't even help it, that doesn't really apply to you. So you should really look at these ratings as a way to compare one car to another and not look at it as actually that's what you're actually going to average over the long haul.
The FTC is also investigating dealers who mislead customers by offering prizes at the showroom or tout deals with no money down when that is not the case. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.